specifically, they have sent me a referral on the city of Daly because of the water, wastewater plant. So what that will entail is that I need to meet with the city manager, city administrator, and the operators, so we can discuss what's going on and how the problems are gonna be solved. So that's the other thing that I wanted to inform you all about, is that I'm gonna have to have access to Mr. Alvarez and to his operators so that I can evaluate what's going on and what are y'all gonna do to resolve those violations, TCEQ. Talking to Mr. Alvarez, I understand that you are planning to expand the wastewater plant. I think it's a prison. Anyway, that's what I need to talk to you about. And when we were up there at Seguin last week, we talked to Betty about this particular referral. And she said, well, just tell the city of Daly to go ahead and proceed with an application so we can see how we can help them. Because she said y'all are customers already, or clients, that's what she calls it. So she's already gonna be looking for it. So all you need to do is start the process, the application process.
So what's my agenda? Yes, sir.
Can I ask you, what are we applying for?
Sir?
What will we be applying for?
Well, I think when I talked to Mr. Alvarez, he was telling me that y'all plan to expand that plant and that y'all are going to have some funding to do that. And I just mentioned it to Betty when I was up there.
And who Betty is?
Betty Soto is a USDA area specialist. She's out of Seguin. And she handles all these kind of applications. She's very good at what she does, and she'll help you with the process. You don't have to hire any kind of contractor to of course, an engineer needs to prepare the specifications or whatever, preliminary engineering report and environmental report, things like that. But as far as doing the actual paperwork, Betty will work directly with the city at no cost to the city. You know, after she receives the application, then she'll send it to get in touch directly with Mr. Alvarez, or she'll send one of us.
CDBG will send up to 7
and the main thing is complying with the error condition. Once the application is in there, that's the next thing that gets issued, is an error of conditions. And once she gets an error of conditions, what you all can do is you can call us if you have problems, the rates, whatever it might be, emergency response plan, or anything that has that's on that there are conditions, we can help the city free of charge because of a different contract. We currently have different 10 different contracts with different agencies to provide this kind of assistance to the utility system. And now we've got a lot more people. When Raul started over there, they only had 4, including the director. Now I think we're about 10 in the state of Texas. And this is we're all over the United States, but the state of Texas is the one that has the most staff now. And I think we have the most programs of all the states. And but we're there, you know, for wherever you all need us. And the important thing is that it's free of charge. It's not gonna cost you a penny. That's paid through the contracts that we have to provide assistance. So if not, you can only help this person. If you apply for USD loan, you're gonna get help. Or if you have a current USD loan and you come into some kind of problem, you're gonna help. This other referral is a completely different thing. This is something that I have to do, and I just have to work with y'all. And I just want y'all to know, want the council to know that this was coming. That I plan to call Mr. Alvarez, have an appointment with him, and get this stuff done.
Okay, but who sent you the referral for the city of Daly?
Okay, the USDA, no, EPA has a contract with us to provide technical assistance to water utilities in the state. And mainly the ones that are out of compliance or have violations. So I have a list of about 15 utilities in Texas that they sent us. And the city of Dilley is one of them.
And you're saying you're gonna come in and do the work for free?
No, I'm not gonna do the work for free. I'm gonna come and evaluate the situation, and because here it says that they're exceeding the
capacity.
The discharge capacity. So when I'm gonna come and just talk to Mr. Alvarez about it, and also about the operators, if they're not certified, try to help them getting certified. We can provide training. We can provide books that they can study so they can pass their test. All kinds of things. One of the main things that we do is training. So that falls into the operators. The operators can't pass their test for whatever reason. We can come over here and do a training session with them, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I can provide a lot of material, study materials for them also. But mainly this is my main reason to bring here now. Previously it was USDA referral, but now it's a compliance issue.
Yeah, we're aware of our compliance problem with that,
and also
we're on our way to fixing it.
So what I'm gonna need probably is the letters of non-compliance and things like that, so we can review them. Just
but
gonna make a report.
I think there has to be an agreement from the city council before you start asking for documents.
No.
Am
That's
I not correct?
Raul mentioned that already.
Yeah.
Already Raul mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
That we would bring what's called a work plan.
Right. But the city has to agree to enter into a working agreement with you prior. You're talking about already doing the work.
Well, hold on. Let me see.
Right?
On the system that Raul and I would provide as
mm-hmm.
part of USDA,
right.
you all have to agree to that. But as far as the compliance one, I have to do it. It's a
but that's what I'm saying. We don't have to agree to USDA. I mean, we can go through a different source of funding. USDA is a source, but we don't have to agree to their funding.
No, sir. I said that's when we provide assistance. We can provide assistance if y'all decide to do that.
Yeah, we're not here to push the funding.
No, we're not even there. I'm sorry if you misunderstood that.
Yeah.
We're not here to force any funding on you guys. We're here just to explain what we do if you decide to apply.
Right.
That we can help you for free.
Yes.
And that's where the service agreement would come in.
It's a second opinion, sir. It's like a solution, also another solution to the problem that we have at this time.
No, sir.
Or that's what he's saying.
We are not telling you that you have to apply to USDA or Lottery Board or anybody for that matter. If you don't want to apply or don't want to fix a problem, that's up to y'all. But the thing is, you're going to be facing fines from TCEQ.
Yeah.
Something has to be done. Whether you go to Lottery Board, to a bank, whatever you decide, we are not telling you to go to USDA. We are just telling you that we can help after you decide.